ideas what the code word is?
Under.
No.
Taker.
No.
Wrestling.
No.
Death.
No.
Close. Funeral.
Closer.
Ghost.
It's grave.
Farther away.
It's grave. It's grave.
Cemetery.
He said grave. It's grave.
It's grave. Grave. Grave.
Oh, I thought you meant that like you were describing the word as grave.
No. No. The word is grave. Text grave to 72881. It's the ticket's $1,000 give and go. Brought to you by Anna John Levine. Accident attorneys, call 1-800-747-3. That's 1-800-747-3733. It's a national contest. Message data rates may apply. Don't text or drive. We're live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. It is the opening event. $360 buy-in now through January 14th. $500,000 guaranteed at the opening event. Of course, you got the $1 million guaranteed championship coming up next week. You can get all your details at shrpo.com.
So, you want me to tell you what it takes to be a player's coach?
Yeah, tell me.
So, say if you have a group of guys, they love you, you love them, things have been great, but you need to give them a little motivation.
Yeah,
love motivation.
How about you take your Super Bowl ring, the Lombardi Trophy, $200,000, and sit in the locker room as incentive?
That's pretty cool.
What?
That's pretty cool. Talk about what Sean Payton did?
Look, let me tell you something.
That's cool.
Here's what you can't possibly understand. These guys all make more than that.
Yep.
They all have that. But to see that cash.
Yeah, it's the best part of poker. Like, I love it.
Right, the final table when they bring the money out.
The cash?
The cash.
I think he had armed guards bringing the cash, too.
Yes.
That's a badass move.
Yes, yes. And you hear what, who's the running back? Ingram. Ingram said he's going to glass $200,000, his Super Bowl ring, and put little fake armed guards, like, outside. He said he's going to do that in this house.
Oh, yeah. It's a cool move by Sean Payton.
It's a cool move.
I think you're right. Like, I think they've been in cruise control now for a while. Like, they've been feeling like this is going to be a good season for us.
Yeah.
You need to
get things revved up again.
Yeah.
Because you had a bye week.
And they rested their starters in week 17. So three weeks off.
Yes. Teddy Bridgewater played.
Yep.
Oof.
Was it bad? I didn't watch it.
It was pretty bad.
Oof. It's been a while.
He did have his backup offensive line, but.
I mean, you don't have. Look, here, Robbie.
I was looking at the facts.
You can't put all of the offensive linemen. You don't have that many.
That's true.
You only have like 7 or 8 offensive linemen. And one of those guys is barely on the team. Because I tell you what, if I ever went into a game and I saw that certain offensive lineman that you're wondering is on the team and he in front of me, oh my. Oh my.
According to SiriusXM's Alex Marvez, he said NFL folks have spoken with this today believe Chris Richard will land the Miami head coaching job. Also, according to Mike Florio, there is a lingering belief that Ross will eventually throw his hands in the air and give Baltimore what it wants in order to get John Harbaugh.
Jesus, so nobody knows anything because Beasley is convinced it's Brian Flores.
I know. He was telling us to bet money, and I would be so pissed if I bet money. Beasley, if I bet money and you made me lose and you're telling me it's Flores, I would be so mad at you. I would be so mad at you. Yeah, but Beasley's right. This is we're in kind of silly land with all these rumors flying around.
Would you give up? I wouldn't look, and keep in mind this is not what I think of or don't think of John Harbaugh. But I'm gonna say this. I'm not trading a first rounder for a person that can't do that make a difference on the football field. I'm not doing it.
And would it only be a first rounder? Because I thought it was two picks.
Whoever is it, whatever it is, where this team is,
no,
you think you can
more,
afford
just,
to not have draft picks?
I'm saying it's even more ludicrous because it's more than one pick.
Trade him Rizzy.
Special team guy for special teams guy?
Yeah. Lowering the salary cap. You're going
to
lower your
– I mean, but that just goes to show you where coaching is right now. Because if you're willing to do that, right? Me personally, if that's the way you feel, I would just merely hire the guy, the best qualified, and wait it out. If you think that, you know, in a year or so, Harbaugh is going to be available, because guess what? Well, I believe this with everything that I have. If Lamar Jackson doesn't learn how to throw the football, this thing is going to crash and burn.
Well, that's the one thing I would wonder, because he seemed like there was a lot of – it seemed like that seat was getting kind of warm in the middle of this year.
It was getting choppy.
Yeah.
The seas were getting choppy.
So if you had that feeling, Ozzie Newsome retired, right? Like, this was his last year.
Yeah.
Do you want to invest everything in John Harbaugh if you're the Ravens, or do you kind of want to go with some fresh eyes?
Well, listen. Your fresh eyes theory can kick rocks. No. I'm tired of hearing it. It's garbage.
It's not, okay? It's not garbage.
It's garbage. It's garbage.
It's not a garbage theory.
Fresh eyes doesn't win football games.
I'm telling you.
No,
what?
It doesn't.
Did you ever watch Friday Night Lights? Clear eyes, full hearts can't lose. That's a saying. They won the state championship. He won two state championships. He won with the scrawny kid, and he won with Creed.
I got to tell you.
Two state championships.
Oh, God.
Why?
Clear eyes, full heart, can't lose.
Sometimes I feel like I'm having a conversation with a meathead at a bar. Like, I
Friday Night Lights is a good show. You'd like it.
Look at me.
It's what? Fictional.
If I'm mad at what you just had come out your mouth, how am I going to like that show?
What? Clear eyes, full hearts? That's a good slogan. We were just talking about coach motivation. Some people, they wheel out $250,000. Other people, they got cool sayings like clear eyes, full hearts can't lose. Or if you're Adam Gase, you go in a huff and a puff in your corner, and you say, no British people in here.
Again.
Huh. Al Golden had some good sayings.
If Lamar Jackson didn't work out, we'd be able to get John Harbaugh for free.
Well, no.
Well, hold on. Right? Would you agree with that?
But they're going to have to give him an extension.
Right.
So but I don't know if it would cost that much.
Here's what I'm saying. If Lamar Jackson didn't almost run for 1,000 yards in 7 weeks, he would have been fired. You can't then turn around and demand a whole bunch of draft picks for John Harbaugh.
What about this? Because I'm not down with the hiring of Dan Rizzi. But what if you give him, like, a 2-year show-me contract, but really it's just, like, you got 1 year to show Rizzi that people want to play for you? Because that's, like, that's seemingly his only qualification.
Whether you want to play for him or not, that doesn't matter.
But that's like, to me, that's what his big qualification is, it not? That he's a player's coach, that people want to play for him?
Let me ask you.
I'm not saying I agree with it, that's what.
Have you seen those eyes on the sideline?
Crazy. He's a crazy person.
Have you seen him
freak out? Yes.
You want that guy responsible for offense, defense, and special teams?
This is my theory, though. Let me finish. So
you know it's crazy because you asked me to let you finish before you said a word.
Well, this is what I'm saying. You give Rizzi a 2-year contract, okay? You see, it's a show me contract. You show me whether you can do this or not, or people want to play for you. In the meanwhile, if the team's terrible, cool. You want to tank for Tua or Trevor or whoever ever anyway. And in the meanwhile, you can also see if this John Harbaugh thing derails, and you can just hire him, because they'll probably fire him if they have a terrible year. Or the Michigan thing is definitely in show me mode this year, because if you don't beat Ohio State with Urban Meyer gone, Jim Harbaugh is definitely getting fired.
And Haskins is leaving?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I get what you're saying, but you cannot run a business with that kind of thinking at that position. You need to hire a guy that you think can help you win. Not a guy, let's see what he could do.
But can you imagine Rizzi versus Gase, though? How awesome that would be.
But they just go fight at midfield. The two coaches be the first coaches to meet for the coin toss.
I'd like to see a staring contest and see whose head explodes first. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
So not Miami and so not, well, so Miami, but so not sports. Uncle Luke just offered to mediate a conversation between Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump, only in Miami. Uncle Luke. Okay, moving on.
What do you mean he wants to mediate?
He wants to be in the room and mediate a conversation about the wall. Uncle Luke is offering his services.
All right.
Exactly. All right, check this out.
You better raise the roof.
I don't know if
quickly,
I like
Robbie.
I don't know.
Minus one.
Thank you.
Okay, check this out. So, Tate Martell, redshirt freshman from Ohio State, has put his name into the transfer portal. His two of his best buds, Bubba Bolden, the guy, the USC safety that just transferred, is transferring to Miami this season, and Brevin Jordan is maybe his best friend. They all play at the same high school together. Tate Martell could want to transfer to Miami. It's out there.
Can I ask a quick question?
Also, he would have to redshirt. That means he's a quarterback for next year.
Question.
So you could get Jalen Hurts and Tate Martell to come in here and really revitalize the Canes offense.
Question.
Yep.
Why are we treating this quarterback position like trying to find a quarterback in the NFL?
Because they don't have one on campus.
Oh, so.
Why did they beg Jaren Williams to stay then?
Because it was the best option they had at the time.
What?
Really?
Look,
that makes no sense.
Manny has told you, I'm going out there looking for quarterbacks.
Yeah, great.
It could be like the little, like you do with the Patriots. They're going to get their butts kicked. Maybe he's trying to motivate his guys to do the right things so he doesn't have to do it.
I think he wants to win.
Like he's pulling the move with Philbin, where Philbin wouldn't admit that Ryan Tannehill was the starter, and so he balled out against the Raiders.
I mean, it was the Raiders.
Don't ever compare Manny Diaz to Philbin, please.
Why? Joe Philbin has way more accomplishments than Manny Diaz does.
Listen, Manny Diaz brought you the turnover chain. That's all you need to know.
He also gave us a weird Kawhi laugh.
Let me ask you a question. Would you rather not have the turnover chain but 12 wins?
No, yes. I'd rather have the turnover
12 wins. 12 wins.
I'd rather have the turnover chain.
The turnover chain is amazing.
It was cool and now it died.
No, it died when you start losing.
I mean, it died because you didn't have as many turnovers.
And they changed it.
We need to go back to the original turnover chain. This Ibis turnover chain is Devontae Hood.
It's a better turnover chain.
Anyways, I just wanted to keep you guys woke on that.
It's a better turnover chain this year.
I want to keep you woke on the Tate Martell situation.
That thing had rhinestones falling off of it by the end of it. There were so many damn interceptions the first year.
Exactly.
Second year, it stayed in the case most of the year.
Yeah, but it was way nicer.
I don't think it was nicer. We got the Heat tonight. It's a 7 o'clock start. Get there early. Hosting the Celtics. 7 o'clock, it's on TNT, so you're going to have to listen to the radio.
Is this a petty game?
With the pregame starting at 6 with Zaz and Tommy Tighe here on the ticket. Well, it's a petty game because no one likes the Celtics.
I don't like the Celtics.
Except you.
No.
Are you going to the game, Beast?
I am not going to the game.
Beast, check this out.
I have to. It's a daddy son night.
It's not petty when you hate a team. It becomes petty when you pick an individual in the organization. That's petty.
Well, for Tobin, it's petty because he hates Brad Stevens.
Right. That's why I said.
I think the average Heat fan just doesn't like any team from Boston.
This is the thing. It's not that I think Brad Stevens is a bad coach. It's that he's wildly overrated and he's not God's gift to basketball. Like, they think that Brad Stevens, anything that he does, has never been done before. It's like, bro, he's drawing up plays for people to put the basket in the hoop. It's not rocket science. And could you imagine if Brad Stevens, who's done nothing but be a runner up his entire life. If he had the accomplishments that Eric Spoelstra does, people would treat him in the ilk of Phil Jackson or Greg Popovich, or maybe higher.
It's early in his career.
If he had the actual accomplishments that Eric Spoelstra did, people would think he was the greatest coach of all time. Because they already act like that he is basketball messiah. It's crazy.
They came out with a list a couple weeks ago. Remember that? Like the 50 greatest coaches across all sports. And number one was Belichick, and number two was Brad Stevens.
Yeah, you're high as a kite. Get the hell out of here, Brad Stevens.
Why are you so angry today?
I'm not. This is how I like to live. This is my comfort zone.
Petty?
Just with an edge. And I'm ready for today. And I can't wait for the Heat to whoop up on the Celtics tonight. It's coming back to back. They're coming in fat and sassy, and they're about to take a Miami ass whooping.
Fat cat.
Yeah.
Fat cat.
They're the fat cats.
They played last night.
Where did they play? Orlando?
No, they were at home.
They were at home against Indiana.
Yeah, it's a tough trip. Although, since they were home, I don't think there's going to be a South Beach flu.
Oh, trust me. This Kyrie Irving loves him some Miami. He's off right now somewhere on a yacht getting fed grapes by a bunch of hotties.
They got a game in four hours.
Trust me. Kyrie Irving's coming into this one with red eyes. Trust me.
Not like J.R. Smith.
Like J.R. Smith.
And I'll tell you another thing. Brittle ankle boy, Gordon Hayward, who spurned the culture. Deion Waiters, he's coming for that ass tonight. Just get ready.
Wait, first of all, get ready. Quick question.
Let me tell you something.
Quick question.
We saw the look in Deion Waiters' eyes when we mentioned the words Gordon Hayward to him. He scoffed at you. Gordon Hayward.
Question.
What?
Before you make all these promises and stuff, is Deion going to play?
Hell yeah, he's going to play. What?
He's coming in hot.
Did you not hear his theory yesterday about taking turns?
No, we should hear it. Do we have the sound?
Oh, my God. It was the most genius basketball idea I've ever heard.
From Philly Cheese?
Philly Cheese is a basketball savant. This guy,
As long as he has the ball.
He waxes poetic on basketball like you've never heard.
This is recorded?
Yeah. It was at practice yesterday. Because somebody asked him, how do you and Wade coexist with the last shot? And he
is
had
it
this
difficult
theory.
For you because obviously when you were healthy last, not last season, but the year before, yeah. You were the man late in close games and you won several games. Yeah. Is it a different feeling now knowing that Dwayne's on this team as well?
No.
How do you navigate that?
Whatever coach decides, you know, I got all the confidence in the world in D-Wade. Take the shot. You know, it's one last dance, so why not go out with a bang? So, I don't have any problem with that at all. You know, take turns. You get a crack at it, I get a crack at it.
Boom.
Now, take turns. You want me to finish that conversation? Mm-hmm. You want me to finish that Philly Cheese conversation?
He did finish it.
Me and D-Wade, we can take turns. He do it, I can do it. Now, them other knuckleheads, I ain't buying down to them. They ain't nothing in last dance. It's just me and D-Wade.
Hard to disagree with this theory.
Point for Leroy.
I just like.
Kept mentioning D-Wade.
He kept asking about D-Wade.
But if somebody would have just went down the list, because you know eventually we would have got to the Gordon Hayward. Because when we hit that Gordon Hayward nerve.
We mentioned the words Gordon Hayward, like, hey, Deion, this was two media days ago.
Yes.
Two media
and we were asking
days,
him about
years
right.
ago. Right after he signed the contract. Because he had to wait out that summer for Gordon Hayward, who ran to his college coach like a little boy. And we brought up the words, oh, he had to wait out for that Gordon Hayward. And Lear goes, yeah, you probably think you're better than him. He's just
That's it. Wait. I'm telling you, he gave me twisted face. He sidewinded me. Everything. Man. I'm telling you. Man, you know what? But you need guys on that team to back themselves into a corner to produce. You understand what I'm saying? Put yourself in a situation where you have to produce or else you look like a fool. And guys usually can step up and produce. D-Wade's been doing it for 16 years.
That's right.
Okay? Philly Cheese has the attitude. He has done it, so he's comfortable doing it. There's a lot of guys that haven't been in that situation a lot.
I highly dislike the Celtics team coming in tonight.
But look, it's not the Celtics.
It is.
It's Brad Stevens. How do you feel about Gordon Hayward? Because when Gordon Hayward was free, when he was free, you wanted you some Gordon Hayward.
Nah.
Then all of a sudden he went to Buck.
Nah. He was a beluga whale. Fake whale. #fake whale. I didn't put his head on a whale. Did you find the Photoshop? Doesn't exist.
That's probably because you hadn't gotten to that point yet. You didn't start putting faces on.
We dodged a bullet with Gordon Hayward. I'm glad it didn't happen.
Tell me when it was going on you were hoping for it, though.
This is the only thing I wanted Gordon Hayward for, so everybody could shut up with the, oh, Riley doesn't land anybody anymore. Please. First of all, disrespectful to Pat Riley, Gordon Hayward. And second of all, he's not of this culture. He ran to his Butler coach, another runner-up. Runner-up coach, runner-up player. I'm glad he's not here. Play for keeps in Heat Nation. For keeps.
What?
Can I just tell you?
Keeps. What is wrong with you?
I can't understand how I can do a show every day with a guy that talks so much trash. Like, you'd swear he's number three on the all-time basketball scoring list. As much trash as he talks. You are serious.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me right now that when Gordon Hayward was out, you're like, who? Pat Riley. He can get him.
What are you talking about?
With Gordon Hayward. You didn't want Gordon Hayward.
It's fine. It's fine.
Right. You don't remember the conversations we had about me saying, I don't know if I want Gordon Hayward or not, because let's be honest. We haven't seen him play.
I like how it always comes back to you having the logical take on these things.
But my track record speaks for itself. I always have logical responses.
I feel like you twist your opinions.
Oh, my God. What just freaking happened?
I'm looking for more people to witness this. Are you serious?
15 minutes of Heat is next.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of Heat on the ticket. Where are you going to get Heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise.
15 minutes of Heat is brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet with the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. And now you can get up to 5 lines of Xfinity mobile talk and text included at no additional cost. Call, click, or visit an Xfinity store today. Also brought to you by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it is their job to get you back in the game. With 4 South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more information. I've just gotten the second returns, Leroy, on the All-Star voting.
Yep.
And we look immediately to the Eastern Conference guards. Kyrie Irving, number 1. Kemba Walker, number 3. Number 2. Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. Yes. But the fan vote's only 50%, right?
Oh, I mean, we're obviously going to bribe all the media.
Well, the player, let me explain something.
It's media 25, players 25, fans 50.
The players are not.
Oh, yeah. They're going to give it up for Wade.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
And everybody likes Wade. The only person that doesn't like Wade.
He has been giving out a lot of presents this year.
Not like LeBron for whatever reason, right? But D-Wade never met a guy that, you know what I mean? He's never been into it. He's never been.
Yeah, right. Wade is one of only 5 guys in the East to crack 1 million votes. So he looks like he's definitely strengthening. But Heat fans, do this. You go and you can Google NBA All-Star vote. The ballot pops right up there on Google, and you can vote for Dwayne Wade. Today and tomorrow, I believe, votes count double.
That's awesome.
If you're planning on voting, today is Leroy, go vote. Google NBA vote. Click the Heat logo. The Dwayne Wade face will pop up. Bloop. Never been easier. Well, it was actually easier when I could just hashtag NBA vote. But then you get into some Justin Bieber shenanigans. And I don't appreciate that. He kept Dwayne Wade out of one of the All-Star games.
I tried to vote for myself.
You did?
Yeah.
You weren't allowed?
Yeah, they wouldn't let me. He's not a basketball player.
Right now, Giannis is leading overall in the East.
No shocker.
He's really good. 2.7 million. He also has a wicked fastball as he just obliterated
James
Harden's
face. How did James the ball just bounce back off the mullet?
It was crazy. I saw somebody on Twitter. I want to say it was my guy Ben on Twitter. He said it was like Captain America.
Right.
Like Captain America, like throwing back the shield.
It just went boom, back to him and went for a layup. I wonder if Harden got that assist.
It was cool. It was a cool showdown. Kawhi, he's a fun guy. He has almost 2.1 million. Kyrie is second overall in the East. He has 2.3. Joel Embiid has 1.7 million votes. In the Western Conference, let's see where this thing stands out. This is crazy. Derrick Rose is second in all-star voting for guards. And not only is he second, think about the guys he's ahead of right now. And I know he's having a good season, but think about the guys he's ahead of. James Harden, Russell Westbrook. Klay Thompson isn't having a good year, so I'm not surprised by that.
He just had 40.
But he is, He is, I know, but he hasn't been out. In total, in he hasn't.
Total,
he
yeah.
hasn't been out of Klay Thompson here. He's nipping on the heels of Steph Curry.
Steph Curry. Who Where's has been LeBron? Like,
oh, he's like number one overall.
Oh, okay.
No, actually, the Greek Freak is now number one overall. Greek Freak has... Actually, Greek Freak has a lot more.
It doesn't really matter. It's
no, no, no,
by
I'm sorry,
conference.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's by conference.
I don't know. I'm just looking. Just for fun. No, LeBron actually does. I got dyslexic. Luka Doncic, though, he is
That's your
he
boy.
Is second.
That's your boy.
Hello, Luka. Hello. Kevin Durant, though, not amongst the top three in forwards.
Not
now,
like
Paul George. You want to talk?
Paul George passed him.
Not likable.
Think if Kevin Durant was on a farewell tour. He might not get voted.
Oh, really?
I don't know why.
Yeah, because he's not likable.
People don't like Kevin Durant.
Because he moved just, to went to the Golden State Warriors.
No, he's no, just no personality
no,
wise.
It's not
he's
that.
Not. He's not.
It's
like,
not that.
He's not have a, he doesn't have a bubbly personality.
No, he just he's.
But
he's
neither
not,
does Kawhi.
He doesn't have any personality.
He has no personality.
He's Kevin Durant will go at the media. LeBron kind of plays the game. Like LeBron
right.
is.
Right.
You know, LeBron is he knows how to play the media like a fiddle.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant's not interested in that.
He's abrasive. He comes in with the guns on both sides,
yeah.
ready to fight. Gunfight every time he talks to him.
Man, these Thunder fans are coming strong. Steven Adams is over a million votes. Crazy. But yeah, he's not in the top three in the front court right now. So I'm sure he's going to be happy about that. Paul George is having an awesome season, though. You can't.
Oh, yeah. I mean, think of where they would be because right now, Westbrook is shooting up bricks. He hasn't been playing well at all. Still getting triple doubles, but he's just 3 of 20.
I'm
and Paul George is lighting it up.
I'm excited for tonight's game. I
Are
really
you?
Am. Yeah, I really am. I like this is it's an interesting thing with this team.
Here, I have this. This is what I'm going to look for tonight. Can we make the assumption that as far as talent, Boston has better talent?
Does Boston have better talent than the Heat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll concede that.
Okay.
You were so now, quick with that one, Beast.
Now, all that being said.
Ernest.
Although.
Laughing. No, no, no. Dude,
although.
Dude, really?
I mean, that kept Jordan fourth quarter this past game. I mean,
come on.
Come on what?
Let's call a spade go. A spade.
Hey, what do you mean spade?
Whoa, easy, Sully.
Yeah.
what do you mean?
Hey,
just, I mean, like,
big fella.
Chill.
Use your words wisely. Yeah,
what are you man. Talking about?
You ain't got the pass like that.
Yeah.
Wait, that's a thing?
I
you
would
call
never
folks spade.
Say that.
Yeah.
No.
You were questioning whether quack was politically incorrect. Are you go on with that?
Wait, spades?
Spade is way worse than quack.
It is?
We're going to – yeah, Robbie, this is it. This is the day.
This is Deadspin Day.
The
Deadspin phone is ringing.
So, but what I'm thinking is that
is there,
could there be some validity to what Tobin is saying?
Which is?
If they have the best talent but Spo out coaches, then what? Is Brad Stevens underachieving?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, just throwing it out there. Shouldn't they have been at least in the finals one of these years?
I think Bill Simmons predicted that they were going to win 67 games this year.
Yeah, right. No, that's not they
here's the other thing.
To this point.
Here's the other thing. Now, you know, because I try to make sense and be reasonable.
No, we don't like that.
They are on a back-to-back.
Oh, no.
If you have
Denver was on a back-to-back,
hey,
they showed the guts.
Degenerate
they
won. What's the line tonight?
The Celtics are 2.5-point favorites.
Did that change?
It might have moved.
So. Oh. I don't know.
How does Jeremy Lin have more votes than Dragic and Bradley Beal? Jeremy Lin, he's like a unicorn in basketball. That's why.
Yep. Yeah, some of these votes are – it looks like –
Doesn't he play for Atlanta?
I would say international is coming in strong because Dragic – actually, Dragic being in the top 10 of guards had me surprised. But then I saw that Luka – is number two in the West in votes.
Yeah, but wait.
So all the Slovenians are going, hey, look, I can vote for Luka and I can vote for Goran. Hey, Zordan, I can vote for both. And that's why it's going down.
There's only like 2 million people in the entire country of Slovenia.
So what do you attribute that to? Luka Doncic, who's having a fantastic year, he's definitely going to win Rookie of the Year.
Hey.
look how many votes he has.
Yeah, but guess what? Remember when Yao Ming was here?
Oh, yeah.
He led the vote.
That's China.
Yeah, but
in
China, they have a billion people.
No, I'm talking about with Jeremy Lin. Why is Jeremy Lin so high?
But Jeremy Lin's not from China.
That's our, hey.
Went to Harvard.
Don't.
He was born, I'm pretty sure he was born in America.
Don't.
That's okay.
So what we're saying is the international flavor comes in strong on the All-Star voting.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, he was. Jeremy Lin
that's
was.
That's right.
Jeremy Lin was
that's
born
right.
in Torrance, California.
Hey, check this out.
Yo.
Look, normally we don't dip into these waters.
Right, but.
But Tobin took his foot right back out, and we're safe.
Yeah.
Nothing bit our toe off.
I've got my kilt on for the river dance, and I am.
I'm telling you, that's going on the dartboard.
Oh yeah,
the whole kilt during the break. You got to do river dance.
I'm trying to look like so. Yeah, you got Luca.
Beast. By the way,
yes.
Turkey fans will be here first week of February.
Yes, so excited.
Steven Adams, New Zealand.
Hope they fit. I had to find a number of X's because. Well, they're women's pants. They don't have men's turkey pants.
Yeah, but here's the thing is I have a history of wearing women's clothing, so it's fine.
Crazy. When we come back, an interesting decision was made by...
We almost made it through a day.
Almost. When we come back, I want to get into this this Kyler Murray thing. Interesting decision came down yesterday, and looks like he's going full in with this football thing. We'll get to that next. All right, welcome back, guys. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center for the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. We are in their opening event right now. $360 buy-in as the event runs through January 14th. $500,000 guaranteed for the opening event. You got their million dollar guaranteed championship coming up January 17th through the 22nd, excuse me. That's an $1,100 buy-in. You can get all your details for this event at shrpo.com. And as Leroy was mentioning, this is big business over here. So, and we got stuff coming to the Hard Rock Event Center, like Russell Peters on January 24th and Smokey Robinson on the 25th and Howie Mandel on the 26th.
None's happening.
Not right now. Not today, boys.
Not today.
So yesterday, the decision apparently started leaking out that the Oakland A's are expecting Kyler Murray to enter the NFL draft, which is fascinating because. You know, he got picked so high last year in the Major League Baseball draft. I think he's getting like $4.4 million guaranteed.
Yeah, he already signed with the A's.
But he was allowed to come back and play this year. Football is a big dream of him.
They can do that. For some reason, you remember years ago the kid from Colorado that was getting money for being in the Olympics?
Oh,
he couldn't play football?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, you can play baseball in the offseason and get paid and then come back and play football.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think there was still a thing where like the A's were giving him. It was more of a thing like the A's were going to let him do it because they invested all this money in him, and it was a big thing for Kyler Murray that he wanted to start at quarterback.
Yeah,
like he wanted to. That was a big. Right. That was a
and,
big. Deal
and if he
there.
Chooses football, he has to give the money back.
Do you think he's touched any of that money yet?
I'm sure he spent it.
He's been busy.
Yeah, I think he's been busy.
And if he goes in the first round, he have plenty to give back.
Well, yeah, I was reading that if as long as he gets picked. By pick 34, it's going to be more guaranteed money.
Right.
So the question becomes with the baseball thing.
You
like,
already have the money.
That money, yeah, but the money's got to last you because, remember, they got you, you got to play like 3 years before arbitration. And that's assuming you're good getting enough. Listen, if you hit the big time, baseball is like long play. Like if you're a superstar right away, they'll either buy out your arbitration years. And if you're an uber superstar and you can make it to Bryce Harper level, yeah, you're gonna be swaggering around rich with hundreds of millions of dollars, which you know is hard to get in football. I mean, it's ridiculous if you can last that long. But
unless you play quarterback,
but that's also the position. Would you say it's the position with the least patience?
I look at it like this. You're going to get 3 years if you get drafted in the first round. They'll give you 3 years, which pretty much guarantee all that signing bonus.
Right.
Baseball, you could be in the minors for 5-6 years.
Yep.
So if it doesn't work out in football, you can always go back to playing baseball.
I think so, too. Like, damn, Tim Tebow's on a double-A team.
And Kyler Murray's young, man. Like, relatively speaking, like, he could go try football.
Pat White went back to baseball, he playing?
Hey. Why'd you almost throw up when I made that, when I said that name?
What?
Tim Tebow.
Look.
We don't discuss him on the show.
You know what Tim Tebow is?
Annoying.
Tim Tebow is like bobblehead doll night. Right?
Whoa. He had a decent year this year.
It's like, you go to the game because they're giving away bobblehead dolls. You're not going to see the Marlins. You're going to get the free bobblehead.
I'd love to go see a Mets game with Tim Tebow. Definitely. I want to check that out. Remember when he healed that person who had like a seizure by the bullpen? Crazy. It's miracle night. Performing miracles. Remember you had Tebow miracle beer night? Everybody goes, gets a water. He turns it all into beer.
I just made a mental note to myself that when you say you're feeling it, that usually means you're feeling like messing with me today.
Hold on. Here's the stats. This is not bad. Not bad. It's not great. But it's not bad. This year.
Double A.
Yeah. 84 games.
Started with single A, though.
No. This whole year he played in double A. He just had a shortened season because he got hurt. This year, he hit 273.
Not bad.
On base percentage was 336. Not great.
Wait, how many home runs?
Not terrible.
Six.
So.
Doubles, 14.
Wait, so he's built like Jason Bohr, right? Justin Bohr. But he's hitting the same amount of home runs as the little second baseman who was juicing for the Marlins. Who's
D.
That?
Gordon?
D. Gordon.
I don't think D. Gordon's ever had six home runs in a season.
What's happening?
Okay, Tim Tebow.
You
can't be that big and that swollen and only have six home runs.
So you're saying what would it have to impress you? Like Tim Tebow and the Miners would have to hit 30?
If he hit bigger than two, higher than 250, and he played 84 games and hit 20 to 25 home runs, I'd say it's worth seeing how far that can go.
Amber just texted me because she's on all things Tebow. And by the way, I hope she's feeling better. She's been out.
Is she
the
back
last
yet or no?
She's
by the way, Amber, I had the sniffles the other day. Just want to let
you
know.
He's not happy about that when I told him you were sick, Amber. She says that Tebow just announced that he got engaged to Miss Universe today. Hashtag winning.
Yeah.
Did
he wait for the wedding?
Yeah, Tebow's wearing white at the wedding, man.
No.
No. You know.
You think Tebow has had the premarital sex?
Nope, definitely not.
No way.
No way.
No way.
He has not touched it.
Full Heisman.
He go. Check this out. Then, hey, man, then he gonna hit three home runs next year because he,
Women's Weekend's legs.
Weak.
Chick's pretty hot, man.
I got married. I lost my legs.
He's engaged to Miss Universe. I would hope so. It's the universe.
Not Miss America. Miss Universe.
Is it universe
that's
where Steve Harvey messed up?
That's better than being married to Captain Marvel.
Really?
I don't know about that. Yeah, that's a superhero.
Hey.
You can save your life.
Let me tell you something.
Save the world.
You piss Captain Marvel off.
Superpowers.
Yeah.
Superpowers. I mean, look, I got to be honest with you. And that Aquaman, his sidekick lady, she was a better superhero than he was.
Oh, yeah.
She was better. Yep. Why isn't it Aqua Lady?
Her name's not. What's her name?
Mara.
Yeah.
Mara should be the one with the thing running the seas. She was a way more efficient hero than Aquaman.
But Aquaman was born into it.
Are we going to do this again?
I'm just saying.
Lineage has Aquaman as the king of the ocean.
Please.
I already did that. I just said the same thing.
He was a drunk.
You didn't explain it. You said he was born into it.
He was a drunk.
He was.
He's half and half, though.
Just because his pops had a fish fetish. Ridiculous.
And, I mean, she was hot, though. His mom was hot.
The younger Nicole Kidman that Leroy didn't know was Nicole Kidman for the first 5 minutes of the movie.
Super CGI.
Oh, my God. That was amazing.
Hey, the blonde girl. She's hot. She looks kind of like Nicole Kidman. And I'm like, it is Nicole Kidman. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
So Tim Tebow's going to go into married life. He's just going to be still playing in the minors? I don't know, man. Anyway, if I was Kyler Murray, like, if I was a Dolphin fan, I would be so stoked if they drafted him. I don't care that he's 5'9". He's got a hose. Let's do this thing.
A hose doesn't mean anything.
He's got a hose.
Dude, let me name the people that had great arms.
Oh,
Jamarcus Russell.
Ooh.
Jamarcus Russell. He had a good bowl game. This guy's the Heisman winner.
Kyle Bowler.
Leach. Leach. No,
Kyle Bowler, the former Cal quarterback?
The guy that got drafted after
Peyton Manning.
Ryan Leaf.
Ryan Leaf.
When I think of arms, I think of the guy that Leroy played with?
Jeff George.
Yeah, but his ball didn't spin. Like, when people say he can spin it, there's something to be said for that. It's easier to catch.
All right, but what about Dan Marino? He had the arm of God, and he turned out to be the best.
Yeah.
Didn't win anything.
So maybe Kyler Murray will be Dan Marino.
Didn't win anything.
If Dan Marino pulled out a little Dan Marino out of his pocket, that would be Kyler Murray.
Hey, man. Russell Wilson is short. Drew Brees is short. Baker Mayfield is short. The short revolution is here for quarterbacks. I'm telling you.
Okay, until it's not.
Brock Osweiler's 6'8". What does it matter?
Don't throw him in my face.
I just did.
Brock Osweiler. Jeez.
Height schmight.
He needs to be tall so his name could fit on the back.
I don't think that's how it works, man. I think that's shoulder pads.
That's all I had.
He probably had to wear those shoulder pads you used to wear. Giant-ass shoulder pads.
Everybody wore them. It wasn't just me.
Look, I've watched a lot of NFL films. You have the biggest shoulder pads I've ever seen in my life. They were bigger than your head. It was ridiculous. Leroy's doing those neck exercises the boxers do, lifting his head just so he can hold the damn helmet and the shoulder pads upright.
Hey, I'm telling you, you guys laugh. Every time I got hit, I tried to put a pad on it. Next thing you know, I just had pads everywhere. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, that's such bro science.
Look, by the way, it's called common sense football.
Kyler Murray on his official Cape Cod League page.
Right.
Is listed as 5'11".
5'11".
Yeah.
Didn't Baker Mayfield list at 6 foot at the combine?
Or 6'1".
All you gotta do is just grease the palm of the combine guy. That's it.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you do.
It's not how it works.
All right, let me ask you something right now. You're telling me that if you knew he was 5'10", would you want the Dolphins to draft him? What's the cutoff?
Isn't it typically 6 foot for a quarterback?
Here's how I feel about this. And this is not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just how I feel.
Okay.
Depending on where your organization is, determines whether you can take risk or chances on players that don't necessarily fit the bill. You understand?
Yeah.
The Dolphins, where they are at quarterback.
I understand, but you said that about the Browns. It worked out.
No, that's not what – look, what I said about the Browns is knowing what they knew and what they went through with Johnny Manziel, you're going to draft a quarterback that can't outrun a fat cop.
What?
Okay.
But you also said the thing about where the organization was at. Can you afford making that draft?
Right. That was my thing.
Okay, now it worked out.
But I never said that he wasn't going to be good.
I know you didn't. I'm not saying you said that, but I'm saying.
I'm just merely saying, hey, if it wouldn't have worked out, what have you said? It's the Browns. Right?
Yeah.
Aren't you tired of your organization being a punchline?
I don't find this to be a punchline move, though.
Okay.
Would you find this? Look at
it's taking a chance.
Looking at where the organization is at right now.
It's taking a chance.
Yes, where the organization is at right now.
Right.
They got nothing outside of a couple of young stud defensive backs, which is not the way to build a championship.
You got a couple linebackers.
The studs. I'm talking about the guys who look like they can't miss.
Cornerback.
13 needs.
They need to go get a
Robbie.
13.
It's an honest evaluation.
Here. First of all, stop bringing Zach Duarte.
No, this isn't Zach Duarte. This is me. I was the one that brought the idea up. We counted him.
Anytime you let the tumor loose in the station, that's the kind of talk you get. It's hate radio. I do not like it. And I wish you would stop.
Robbie, what do you think? Are you down with Kyler Murray?
I'm down with him, but I'm not so sure he'd be so great on the Dolphins. The Dolphins definitely need some offensive line to protect him, but they still have 13 needs.
Doug Flutie, baby.
But if they have Sitton, if Kilgore comes back healthy, are they still under contract? And the tackles are good.
I'm gonna say this. Don't dump me,
boy.
Tannehill 6'3".
I don't know if you can say that. I don't know if you can say that.
No. What?
I know what text you're reading. I don't know if you can say that.
No.
You can say that.
He's referring to football. Tannehill is 6'3", and the dude's footballs got batted like
okay,
crazy.
Okay, good save.
That's why the manager has to get involved.
Yeah, hey, but check this out. You guys
what about Brock Osweiler?
Yeah. Tobin now has literally blown the gasket. How can you be 6'8", and your balls always get batted?
By the way, the text below the Tannehill text is one we can't read.
That one's hilarious, though. Point for that texture I can't read. Hashtag third hours next.